You're listening to episode 11 with the three microphone setup of the Primitive Intelligence Podcast.
How you doing?
I'm Kurt.
I'm Rocco.
I'm Stacy. I have a mic.
And we can hear you.
The audience has a microphone.
Yay!
And as you could hear, we also have other visitors because somebody's cutting their grass.
Yeah, cutting the grass.
They just started to do that.
Birds. There's a breeze.
And we're drinking mojitos. So it's fits pretty much.
Yes. And this may be the last time we do this right here.
Because hopefully,
I want to get that studio up and running. I want to get it built. And that's why I'm doing a three microphone setup, because I want to see exactly what I need to have space for up there.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it'll be nice.
Gonna have to get some lamps. It's dark up there.
Well, that's what I'm thinking of doing is I was looking at white pegboard panels, because they're fairly cheap and they're big, but wouldn't need to put them everywhere. Just get like four of them, and they're white, so they'd lighten up the room a little bit. And they would keep our heads from bashing into the nails of the open ceiling.
Yeah.
So that would be nice.
I mean, it's very tall. The ceiling's high.
Very spacious up there.
But you just gotta watch.
Yeah, exactly. So
nobody needs a 150-year-old nail in that.
No. Especially me.
Yeah.
Not much there to stop it. Yeah.
Yeah, we probably get one of those hanging shop lights too. Yep. But that might not really be set the mood.
Yeah, I may not even need it that bright. No. We just need to be able to see.
What about the table?
Gonna get a little folding table for right now. And once I figure it out better, maybe I'll build something.
Do you have a folding table? Because I actually might have one.
Oh, well, that'd be great.
In my basement. I have two tables.
Do you?
In my basement, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was going to buy one.
So. For the plants. For the garden.
Yeah, I was going to get something like that one. Something that folds and folds.
I have something like that, but I'm thinking that it's just more square. Like this. Would that not be enough room? I think it's like your classic card table.
Well, we need more room than this.
Yeah.
Then I have that longer table. It's more rectangular. Rock, you know the one I'm talking about? It's always set up down there.
So we lay
our laundry across it.
Oh, if you're using it, though. They're like $30 to buy them.
It's for random beer pong.
Well,
spontaneous
games. I can't be conscious to take your beer pong table.
Let me see what I have, though. Let me see what my mom has. She might actually have
a few tables. To move sometime this year, so probably wouldn't want.
Trying to unload some stuff.
That would be one less thing to move.
Cool.
So that'll be interesting.
Yeah. So it'll be nice to have something up there so we don't have to sit on this. I mean, this is a nice table, but
it's not a lot of room.
It's absolutely covered. Yeah, it's a pub table. It's absolutely covered with wires and.
It's perfect for paying bills or to browsing on the internet or eating,
drinking beer.
But there's not much more room than that.
Or mojito.
Mojito.
So tasty.
It's very good.
And it's refreshing.
It's funny because the guy's cutting the grass and it fits really perfect with the cutting the grass.
It really does. Ooh, is that the last of the lime?
No, I bought more
limes. Yeah. I bought nine limes.
Nine?
Well, I bought nine because they were three for $2 or two for $3 or something like that. Yeah, so I said, what the hell?
And since
use them for the Coronas, use them for the mojitos.
Yeah. There's an endless supply of mint, so that'll be good.
Yeah, it just grows
there's tons everywhere out there. Everywhere.
I heard you out there picking it while setting stuff up.
Yeah. And then it's grown on this side of the house, too, so it must have traveled.
It's thicker over there.
Yeah. So. That was
what the hell was that?
That was
it sounded like
here,
somebody
wasn't
blowing
it?
In a bottle.
That's exactly what it sounded like. I thought
that was really weird.
That was on mic.
That was on mic.
That we caught that.
We'll have to listen to that.
Do you have a jug in here?
For a second, I thought somebody had a beer bottle and they went.
That was loud.
That was really loud.
Yeah. And we all heard it.
Maybe it wasn't just the microphone.
No, I caught it. I felt my ear vibrate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and I have no headphones, and I totally heard it.
So she heard it. So it wasn't just on microphone. It was.
I wonder if it was something with the wind. That was creepy.
That was really weird.
Or wait a second, did somebody's phone vibrate?
Mine is off. Mine's on silent.
Mine did not vibrate.
Might have been mine. I had an email. Maybe that's what it was.
Oh, jerk.
That's actually
pretty awesome, though.
Does it sound like somebody
blowing in a bottle?
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Blowing out a bottle.
But we're all sitting here, so it sounded like it came. I thought it was you at first. I'm like, what are you doing?
It looked up like, what? Who did that? I thought we were haunted.
We busted that.
Damn.
That's how fast we bust shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys debunked that in 2 seconds.
But it's really weird, though.
Oh, that wasn't a caterpillar.
This location, no, she washed them. Okay. Because I have that lot next door, and then the house after that, so everything resonates between these two houses.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
And it's extremely weird. The one day I came home, and walking around, nobody else here. This is about maybe a year ago, I don't know. And I go upstairs, and it was kind of crappy out, and so I'm walking upstairs, and I could hear something. And I'm like, something's odd, right? So I go up onto the second floor into my bedroom, and I swear I could hear something in the attic. But it wasn't coming, like, it didn't sound like from one location. So I went into the hall, and I could hear it in, like, almost in one of the other rooms. So I go to every room, nothing. And I could hear it, then I could hear it on the other side. It almost sounded like there was something scurrying around. But my house is very high up, and there's no trees right next to it, so nothing can get in, really, except for a bird or a bat or something.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm going to have to do this. And I think I called you. I called somebody. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to have you on the phone just in case. I don't know what's up there. I'm not thinking like a mouse is going to attack me,
yeah,
but
no.
Just in case somebody got in the house, like somebody's robbing me, and they ran up into the attic.
I think you would have noticed.
Well, that's what I was worried about. So then I go up into the attic, and I go up, and the switch is all the way at the top, so you have to go up into the darkness before you can flip the light on. So I break out the phone, put that on, and I'm creeping up there, turn the light on, absolutely nothing. Walk back down the stairs, hear it again. So I'm like, this is fucking...
What did it sound like?
It just sounded like noise. It sounded like something moving.
Oh, okay.
Not heavy, but enough where you could hear it, you know? Like maybe...
Like footsteps.
Like that, you know?
Huh.
So then I go, okay. And I waited, and I'm like, okay. And then I opened the door up, and I slowly go back up. I don't turn the light on this time. And it was fireworks.
Oh.
There were fireworks somewhere being blown off, and it resonated between these two houses.
Wow.
And bounced off the rafters and made it sound just enough like there was somebody in their attic. Yeah. Nowhere else. It didn't sound like it was coming from the sides.
I've heard that. I was sitting there watching TV the one night. I heard her.
You're like, what
the
hell is that? Yeah.
And I got up, and as I got up, I just, at the corner of my eye, I saw a flashlight out there, and I went on the porch and went, oh, it's over there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard to tell where anything's coming from. It sounds like it's coming from the
back.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. You're in like this weird sound.
It's a vortex.
Vortex. Yeah.
It's an
exactly.
audio vortex.
Well, there's a lot of weirdness in this town, so you never know.
That's true.
Was there something, did you hear some kind of news about some robbery or something right over here?
Mm-hmm.
Down there by...
I saw it on the news this morning.
There was something on Mill Street.
I think it was at the Convenient, right where Jerry's for All Seasons.
Yeah, somewhere right over
is
there.
Is that little mini strip mall or whatever where you got those beers the one time?
It's pretty industrial over there.
Yeah, there it was held up. Yeah.
There's something held up, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it happened a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Because, I was over at the Joe Quick's there.
Oh, shit.
And they were talking about it.
Well, crime is around.
Yeah. That's true. I had to go all thug the other day.
Tell that story.
Yeah?
I was sleeping. So
street justice dished out? Yeah. I love it.
Well, in the back of the
literally
house.
Literally street justice.
For some reason, when you're in the back, you can hear honking horns lightly. Like, you could hear them. But you could hear the dogs pretty loudly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I have a little fan, a little purifier, that thing that I run. So chances are, if I'm deep in sleep, that was supposed to be sleeping deep, but it also works deep in sleep.
Works either way.
I didn't hear nothing.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty loud, thankfully.
Yes.
That your humidifier, whatever it is, it actually drowns out the dogs, Riley and Duke.
And the other one, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
And I've got one in my room, and I generally can't hear anything. So, what was that, Monday or Tuesday?
I think you said it was Monday.
Monday?
I think.
This sounds about right. It was whatever. I was out late that night. I know that, so it was Monday.
Working.
So, I wake up. Something wakes me up. I hear a noise. And I open my eyes, and I'm like, oh, what the hell was that? Oh, whatever. Just try to go back to sleep. I hear it again. It's a horn. Beep, beep. I'm like, oh, what the hell? Who is this? You know? And then I'm looking at the windows. I got the shades down.
Yeah.
There's a lot of light coming through. And all of a sudden, I get that panic feeling like, It's later than I think it is.
Yeah.
So I grab my phone, I look, and it's 5:30 in the morning. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, all right, should I go back to sleep? Beep, beep. I hear it again. I'm like, all right, I'm not putting up with this. I get up. I come downstairs. I open the front. You know, I'm thinking they're going to be sitting right here.
Yeah.
I open the door, and the lady next door here is getting her car, getting ready to go to work. And she looks at me, and she goes, I knew someone was going to get pissed off and come outside. And I look up the street, and he's like 6-7 houses up. Half in the street, pickup truck, truck running, just sitting there, blowing his horn. So I look up the street, and I'm like, what the fuck?
He doesn't have a cell phone to
exactly.
text somebody, well, he's well, outside.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I turn around, I walk back in the house. I'm like, all right. I get back upstairs, I'm like, I can still just kind of relax for a few minutes, you know, before I have to get up and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
I get upstairs, I'm just about ready to crawl back into bed. Beep, beep. My feet go right in my work boots. Now, your work boots don't fit on your feet really well, and they're not tied. They're very loose.
Yeah.
So I just throw them on. I'm wearing like my... It was kind of chilly that morning, so I'm wearing my beat-up old hoodie. I haven't shaved in like 3 weeks. I think I had my Scully on because it was cold.
Yeah.
And I walk out. I'm wearing lounge pants. Out the door I go. I'm pissed. And I'm walking up the street, so I'm kind of walking in a way where I'm trying to keep my shoes on my feet and not trip on the laces, so I'm kind of like walking like a real wide stance right up the middle of the road. I go walking up,
oh,
I'm walking up,
God.
And I see this kid lean back in his chair in his seat, arm up, like all gangster.
You know,
like,
all West Side.
Yeah,
all thug.
Right? All thug. No, all just like, as soon as he saw me, he changed, he turned white. He sat straight up in his seat. And he's looking, like, at the corner of his eye at me. And I'm standing right at his window, pointing down, like, roll down your window.
Oh, my God.
And he's looking at me, roll down your window. And he rolls it down about halfway.
I don't think he was that nice about it, though.
No, I was not that nice about it. And he rolls it down, and I'm like, are you trying to get someone's attention? And he spoke, I don't know where he was from, but he had an odd accent.
Like Jamaican or...
I don't know, maybe...
Costa Rican or Puerto Rican. Or...
It wasn't something I you hear a lot of.
Oh, that's unusual. And
yeah.
He's like, well, I'm trying to get his attention, pointing at a house. And I go, then get out of your fucking truck, go up to his fucking door, and knock on it. It's 5:30 in the morning, and people are trying to fucking sleep. And he goes, I'm sorry, sir.
Oh,
and I turned around,
God.
I walked back down the street, came back to the house.
Street justice at
so
its best.
I come home the next day, and she's out on her porch. And she's like, hi. I'm like, oh, that won't be happening again. That guy blowing his horn. She's like, did you go say something to him? I'm like, oh, you better believe I went and said something to him. She's like, I don't think anybody else would have had the balls to go up there and talk to him. You know, because, and you made a good point. He's probably sitting there thinking, what are these people going to do in this neighborhood?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He
wasn't counting on me.
He'll never do it again.
Well, I was working.
And Jesus, because what'd you get, like 4 hours sleep? You were exhausted.
I was working on the car the other day, and I'm like, out, like laying on the floor, because my air conditioner, the air conditioning in the car isn't really working. So I was like checking the relays and crap. So I'm under there, and nothing's on, and no radio, nothing. And I could hear like a Jamaican. It sounded to me like it was a Jamaican accent. And two, I don't call them kids because they could have been late teens or 20s,
mm-hmm.
walking up the street past the house with that accent, with an accent like that. So yeah. I don't know. So
somebody
must
live
up
there.
So there's
yeah.
somebody who's not from this area, because
yeah.
most of the families around here grew up here and their families grew up here.
Yeah.
Do you know if there's an actual, just an apartment down there?
I have no idea. It could be anything.
It could be.
It could be somebody renting a house.
Oh.
But it's just that somebody who's not from here,
yeah.
who thinks, what are these people going to
yeah,
do?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Even somebody from here would do that.
Yeah.
People
were other people up, though, because when I was walking back, I definitely heard, like, shades going back down.
Yeah.
And people, like, looking out. Like,
that's because you were probably screaming at the top of your lungs.
What the hell is going on out there? At 5:30 in the morning.
That is awesome.
Like, oh, come on.
That is
you
awesome.
Don't do that. And I'm not a happy person when I get woken up.
I'm the same way, especially when you didn't get much sleep. You
mm-hmm.
worked late the night before. You're probably staring down the barrel of another long day.
Yep.
Somebody robbed me of an hour
yeah.
or whatever it was, I would lose it.
Yeah.
I would lose my mind.
When I was a kid, my mom had to wake me up. If I was expecting, if it was like time to wake up, and someone came and woke me up, I was fine. But if she had to wake me up early, she would throw things at my head. She wouldn't get close enough to me. Get up! Get up! Because I'd wake up like, so my arms would be going.
I had to wake my brother up once. He was probably in high school. I don't know if I was in high school yet because there's a little age difference. He might have been.
It was 5 year difference?
Or? Yeah. And he swung at me. But he was still kind of asleep. But I went to wake him up and he swung at me. And I went to my mother. I'm like, yeah, he tried to hit me. I'm like, I'm not going to do that anymore. Yeah.
Of course, I've also done dumb shit when I wake up. And phone would ring. For some reason, when I sleep, I get all tangled up in blankets and. And this
is. And turn.
I guess. I don't know. But I remember waking up and trying to run out my bedroom door downstairs to answer the phone. This is back in the day when, you know, phones had cords. And yeah. There's one phone in the house. And I made it about two steps out of the bed and my feet were completely tangled up in the Afghan or something like that. And I went face first right to the door. Boom! And I just laid on the floor like, don't call back.
When I was in college, I had. Don't ask me why, but we had at the house sections of carpet that were rolled up. I think because when they were building the house, they kept sections of the carpet to know what kind of carpet, like what the maker was or whatever. Yeah. So by the time I went to college, I'm like, I'm just taking these because it was a hard concrete floor with, I don't think it was tile. It was something, but basically concrete.
Yeah.
And it was freezing cold when you got up. So I threw these down, and the one day, I can't call it a day. Well, it might have been morning, but I remember I was out drinking and woke up because I had to piss like a racehorse. And I jumped off this cot because, you know, you're drunk and you're woken up and you just want to piss. And it was a straight shot from my door across the hall. And as I was walking, my footing wasn't right, and I hit one of the. Well, I was walking over one of these sections of carpet, and it slid out from under me. And I was too drunk and sleepy to know what was going on, and I just the whole world. It was like a movie. The whole world just started going crooked.
Slow motion.
And I went boom into the frame of the closet or what was it ever there, and I like moved my head, and I went I slid down, and I'm like son of a bitch, and I gotta prop myself back up, and I went to piss.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I had a bed break on me when I was sleeping. My dad bought this, I think he got from, like, Unclaimed Freight or something like that. Remember that store?
Yeah.
Where it was, like, the worst possible furniture. And he bought it because it had drawers underneath. But it was, like,
storage.
That, yeah, but it was, like, that particle board, like, crappy.
The old. The stuff that
yeah, like the 80s.
Yeah, like the used
yeah.
to have those stereos. They used to make the stereo cabinets out of that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you get it wet and the whole thing would puff up and fall apart.
And this is in a house.
Up, exactly.
Yeah, this is in a house. It was a log cabin, but we didn't have AC. We didn't have any kind of humidity control. So in the summer, everything got humid. Everything got moisture on it. You couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
You know? And middle of the night, now the drawers underneath only went halfway underneath. So it's not like they went. It wasn't like it was a platform.
Oh, that's weird.
They just went halfway underneath the bed. So in the middle of the night, the whole bed kind of was bowing out a little bit on the sides, and the mattress and the real thin box spring I had went dunk, and I rolled right underneath and hit the wall. And I'm like wedged underneath this bed frame, and I'm like, what the fuck? I just slept there the rest of the night.
I'm not.
This won't fall out of bed this way.
I'm just gonna roll back over.
The one time I fell out of my bed and I was up, I had my bedroom up on the third floor, and it wasn't directly above my sister's bedroom, but the house is old. You hear all the creaks, all the anything.
Yeah.
If somebody's walking above you, you hear everything, and my bed is really high, right, Rock? It's like you practically need a step stool to get up to it.
Right.
So I just. Sleeping, tossing and turning, I don't know, and I fell out, literally, I couldn't even stop myself, like, I landed on my face, on my arm, like, I mean, I was laying like this, and it was the loudest thump, and my sister comes running up the stairs, I'll never forget, and I'm just laying there all dazed on the floor, and she's like, what are you doing? I go, I fell, Trey, where am I? Like, I didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah, that's a bad feeling.
And I wasn't drunk it was just, you know what I mean? It's not like I was a drunken, I woke up. And, no, I just fell out of my bed, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
That's a bad feeling when you wake up like that. And that's the scariest feeling too, when you wake up falling.
That was the phone.
Okay.
Rock, thank you. I would have made them.
No, it's
gone. I gotta find a better place to put that where it doesn't make that noise. I'll put it right there. It's right on top of the popcorn machine, and it amplifies the vibration of the phone.
It sounds like somebody blowing in a bottle. Mm-hmm. It's bizarre.
It really does.
Yeah, that's really funny.
You can really mess with somebody that way. So I had a guy, was that yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. I've had a trainee the past couple of days. And yesterday, we had one job to get to. They're not home. They're not answering the door. Not answering the phone. There's a dead bird on the porch, which is made out of plywood, which is all warped. So the house was a disaster. There's windows missing out of it. So, and that was all the way down.
Thank you.
Way down, you know. So we got to turn around and come all the way back up here to go do a job. I've got a little bit, so I'm good right now. Drive all the way up to this one, which is supposed to be our big job of the day. They weren't home because they had to come and do some kind of maintenance on the line. So I guess the customer thought that the maintenance on the line was the only install. The only people are supposed to be there for the day. So once they were done, they just left.
Oh.
So then we picked up a job where one of the other technicians was at in the morning, and there was no one home. So we go down, and there's a note on the door. And I guess I'll post it. I'll just take the address off of it. I'll just blur it out. But it says, let me read this to you. This is, I mean, there's some crazy people out there. This says, warning. Oh, our studio audience is clapping.
cue the clapping.
Yeah. That could be coming from anywhere.
That could be coming from two towns over. Yeah. It says, notice, warning, 24-hour video monitoring inside and outside of my premises of, there's the address, and then there's like some kind of thing drawn there.
It's handwritten. I thought it would be something you buy in Lowe's.
And then it says, do not enter these premises without prior written notice. No one. Do not disturb on this door without my knowledge. I will call the police.
Is it a meth lab? That's my first thought.
It could be. And then it says, the address are being monitored from locations all over with a blank. He just drew a blank space. Mile radius. Something. So this guy is expecting his cable to be installed. So I'm looking at it. First thing, I start laughing. I take a picture of it. It's the first thing I do. I take a picture. I start knocking on the door. Doesn't answer. Knock on the door. Doesn't answer. Call him up. Picks up the phone. Hangs it up. So I call the office. I'm like, you sent me here on purpose, didn't you? Like, you knew this note was on the door. You knew my day was going bad. You sent me here for a laugh. I'm like, no, we didn't know. So they call him up. And they're like, we're the cable company. Our technician's outside. And he's like, what do you want? And he hangs up on him. So they tell me that. I'm like, all right, we're just leaving.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so this guy's got, and there's nothing but, like, woods around that little section.
Yeah, it's
where was this?
Not too far.
Yeah.
Not too far from here?
Yeah.
No, it's just right behind the police barracks.
Wow.
There's a little housing authority buildings down there.
Yeah, it's not far. So there's nut jobs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I would think that would be, like, in the deep woods somewhere. Yeah.
The where day somebody before, might we have had a something like guy that. With a AR-17 in his bathroom, like an assault rifle. He was carrying it around.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, and that was no, that wasn't. That was the day after I had to get into it with a guy out on the street. It's been a weird week. Had this old guy look at me, go, "They sent a contractor." They sent a contractor. He goes, "I said, are we gonna have a problem?" That was that same morning. I was already in a bad mood. I'd already had a fight with somebody in the street.
You know it's a bad morning when you have a fight with somebody in the street.
In your pajamas.
You know it is. It's just going to go downhill from there.
I had this, was it this week or was it last week? An incident that was kind of very surreal. It was really interesting where we sit near the stairs and there's this little sunken little maybe a 6 inches to a foot deep area. There's nothing there. It's just empty. So there must have been shelves or something there at one time, but there's nothing now. And we were supposed to have this meeting with this other giant company about sharing, because the information, there's lives coming to us, and so we had to get in there to look at their data and blah, all kind of crap. Boring. Anyway, so it was supposed to be this, where we're logging in, and it's going to be almost a tutorial, a live tutorial based on their software. Seems really simple. At the same time, the maintenance people, at the same time as we were getting ready to log in, maintenance people bring this giant cork board to put in that little cubby hole that's been empty forever, since I've been there for over a decade. Right? So I'm sitting there.
You're like, this is interesting.
And, right, and I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to log on, and it's clocked, and nothing's happening. And these guys are trying to measure appropriately in this tiny little sunken area, and anybody who's worked in that kind of environment, it's tough to, like, you have to measure. And I'm like, how are they going to hang this? I'm like, I don't, that's really tough. And then we're trying to get in, and then all of a sudden a couple of the big bosses come out, and they can't get in. And then the people are scrambling because they have this other company on the line, and they're waiting for us, and none of us could get in. So there's people running around all over the place. And I'm like, I'm trying to get in. I couldn't get in. I'm trying to, like, X and out and going back in. At the same time, they're up there, and they're trying to get a level. They can't get a level, and they're doing this, and they're doing that. And after 20 minutes to a half an hour, we couldn't get in. For some reason, they think that the firewall was kicking us out, whatever the hell it was. None of us could get into our software, and these guys trying to hang the cork board messed that up, and they couldn't get it in. And they, I don't know what mechanics they were using or mechanisms to get it in the wall, but they messed that up. And after like 20 minutes to a half an hour, neither one of us could do anything. And they left, and then we were done, and we couldn't log on. And I'm like, you know what? It's just really busy. Like, it was a really odd situation.
I don't understand why you logging on or off has to do with them putting up a cork board.
Absolutely nothing.
Underneath the staircase.
It's just that we both sat there for 20, 25 minutes, a pure futility. We couldn't get anything to work.
Oh, okay.
That exactly. That's how boring it was.
I think he like left that connection part out. Was it just me, or did you leave the connection part?
I skim over shit. But it was just really bizarre sitting there watching all these people scramble around trying to figure out how to make an internet connection work so we can stream data and look at a visual presentation. And then there were a couple of guys
who couldn't.
Who were trying to screw
a piece of corkboard.
Yeah.
To screw a corkboard into a wall. And nobody was able to do that.
The technology on both sides was too much for the
it
people
was,
to handle.
Yes. So. And then I went for a walk. I'm like, that was just too funny.
Nice. This one's even better than the first.
More sugar. I didn't do as much sugar. I should have. Not bad for the first time making mojitos.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, I'm dying for something to eat, too. I'm starving. Not sure yet what I want.
There's only a handful of places we order from.
Yes.
And one of them doesn't deliver anymore. So.
Which is such a bummer.
Yeah.
That's one of the best places. Definitely has the best variety. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a shame. Well, we talked about that in the podcast before, yeah. About the place where you can get like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a soup,
yeah.
A shake, and pierogies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't deliver anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he had too much trouble with the delivery.
Well, yeah. I mean, how many times did we...
Yeah, what was the issues?
It's like different people.
Yeah.
The people who are going in to pick up their food who you just ask, like, hey, can you drop this off at this house while you're on your way home?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It was always like the one guy who walked with a slight limp.
Oh, he hasn't been around in a long time.
But in the beginning when we first started ordering, it seemed like he was the delivery guy. He was always there. I'd run down the stairs so we didn't have to walk up the stairs.
Right.
Every time. But then it was always somebody different. And then it was like a different price every time from what we would figure out.
Yeah.
Plus we would add tip. And then it's like whoever was just delivering it would say, well, I'm going to slap on $7.
Well,
it was at least two or three dollars. It was random.
Yeah, there were a couple of times.
No, that was the other place where you gave him like a $20 tip.
No, that was like $9 tip. But that was a lot of money. It was right around Christmas.
Yeah.
It was right around Christmas, and I had money sitting there, and we were both drinking. We were both having some beers.
Pretty sure.
It was in November. Christmas or was it Thanksgiving? One of the two.
It was right after.
And I had money sitting there, and I knew what I thought it was,
yeah.
what it would be. And he came to the door and he said something. He gave me a number and I can't remember what the number was.
Was it because you were drunk and you didn't do the math?
Well, I wasn't doing the math. Because he was at the door and he had pizza there and he said, this is what it is. So I'm like, I owe you some money. And I went and grabbed money and I gave it to him. And then as soon as I sit down, I'm like, wait a minute. And then, well, of course, he was gone. I'm like, that was too much money. It was like a $9 tip.
This is a $5 pizza. We just spent $73. Something's wrong.
Yeah. That was my bad. But that's what happens when you go all day and you don't eat anything.
Want me to make you another?
Sure.
And
Show me how to, or tell me.
Sure, I can tell you how to do it.
We'll take a quick mojito break and we'll be right back. So we've got a family of, I think they're robins, living in that
really
bush. Yeah, I think that's why I saw flying in there before.
They do that every spring.
Yeah.
And before it's even warm, they're staking their claim to that bush.
Yeah.
They do. It's a big rose bush. Awesome. Big wild rose bush. Yeah. So it's like 6 foot tall and like 4 foot more wide.
Yeah. Almost out of control.
Uh-huh. And I hacked about a foot of that off.
Really?
In all directions last year.
In all directions. Yeah.
It's a bastard because it's really picky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A rosebush is going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking at it in this angle, I really have to take more off the top. You ever feel like curly sometimes from the Three Stooges? Because there are some days where I just feel like, yeah, I'm just like I don't know.
Victim of circumstance.
Yeah, exactly. How do you do? I used to be able to go, woo. My voice is
My gone. Sister's really good at it. That's funny.
You sound a little bit like the dog.
I'm like voice. I'm like my voice is shot. For some reason, I'm sure that wing sauce will help.
Yeah.
Later.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Did you go with the hot?
Hot garlic.
Oh, nice.
So food is on the way.
Yes, nice. Very hungry.
Thank goodness. Because this rum is going to my head.
Now it is? I thought you said you didn't feel it.
No, I did. No, oh, I said you did just feel before. It. I said I can't tell you the last time I drank rum. I don't
and this
remember.
Isn't a
I was
lot.
Probably 21.
There's more like liquid in here, like more water. And
there's definitely more rum in this one than there was in the last one.
No, that's Stacy.
Well, I didn't mean to do that.
The first sip was like, ooh.
Sorry.
Rummy. No, don't apologize. I'm just saying there's more in here.
So next time I think I'm going to try to do that simple syrup thing where I mix the sugar, the water, and then the mint to get that mint-infused fanciness.
Nice.
Make it fancy.
Of course, that'll take time, so I guess it'll all depend on what kind of time I'm looking at.
Did you hear, I don't know why this popped in my head, but I was watching it before on YouTube, that Les Stroud is trying to push the Discovery Channel into letting him search for Bigfoot?
Well, it's funny you say that because Joe Rogan is supposed to be coming out with a new series on the Sci-Fi Channel, I believe. And I know he's going to look for Bigfoot, and I think he's taking Les Stroud.
That could be, because it was a video taken from the Joe Rogan podcast, and he was talking about it, saying he's trying to get... He went, because he says he's had two encounters with Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And, who is this guy?
He's a survivalist.
You ever see the show Survivor Man?
No.
No. Okay.
Wait. Did we watch that one?
Not the guy that eats the spider.
No, there's Bear Grylls.
Oh, okay.
And apparently he does not do that. Apparently he goes to like a hotel and shit.
Really?
That's from what I hear, yeah. It's not... He has a crew with him.
Yeah.
And he's not always living out in the wild.
So it's not that skinny British guy?
No.
This is an American dude. No.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Les Stroud. He's either American or Canadian.
Well, yeah. He might be... No, you're right. I think he's Canadian.
He might be Canadian. But he's a survivalist, and he goes out and he has no crew with him. He just takes the cameras with him. So like he'll go, and like everything you see, like him walking away from the camera, you'll see him like walking for like a mile across the valley. He turns around, he comes back, he gets the camera, and he picks up, he takes it back.
Wow.
With him.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So he's a filmmaker and a survivalist.
He had two encounters. I guess in one of his wives, I remember hearing him. I guess he said multiple wives. And one of them, I guess they went out and they lived in the wilderness for God knows how long.
Yeah, they were living in the bush.
Yeah, for like living a in year. The bush. So anyway, and he had two I don't think he saw anything, but he heard
what it both times.
He could not describe it in any other way.
Yeah. The one time they were in a tent and they were like 100 miles from the nearest anything out in the bush. In the middle of the night, he heard what was clearly a bipedal animal walking towards his tent. So he just kind of called out like he would if there was, an animal coming.
Yeah.
Just so it knows that you're there. And you heard it turn around and walk away a little bit quicker. And then the other time he said he was in Alaska filming Survivor Man. And he got done doing whatever he was doing. He turned off the cameras. And he heard what sounded like an ape up in the trees going...
Yeah,
out in Alaska.
Oh.
Yeah, he said it was like really, really loud. Yeah,
and he's somebody you believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, never so saw that show.
Yeah. So he said he's trying to. He approached Discovery about it because Joe Rogan asked him. He's like, "You ever watch Finding Bigfoot?" And he laughed. He's like, "Every time I see that, it's the same show every time. It's just a bunch of guys standing there with the night vision camera because it seems scarier."
Yeah.
Going, "Oh, I heard something. That was a squatch. It was definitely a squatch." And that's the whole episode. He said, I went to them and said, let me go out and actually look for Bigfoot.
Oops, well, and he wasn't looking for Bigfoot.
Yeah, he was
just
looking
out.
For it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had the encounters. So. Oh.
Yeah. Well, other people have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't, what's his name from Destination Truth? Didn't they twice pull footprints that they can't, they cannot explain where these came from?
I actually think they got hair. And I think they couldn't do it.
Well, no, I don't think they could
test it.
They could test it, but they didn't get a definitive answer on it. All I could tell it was primate. That's all they knew.
Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Not that I believe in Bigfoot as in the
air quotes Bigfoot.
The air quotes Bigfoot. Yeah. Where, you know,
another
right. It's not too long.
Another great ape.
There's a lot of stories in the not too distant past from other apes being out there.
Yeah. I don't think it's impossible.
I don't either. And people always say stuff like, oh, well, you never see a body of them. But, I've been in the woods.
How often do you see the body of a bear?
Or a deer.
Or a deer.
That's true.
Yeah,
you'll see a body of a thing of a bird quicker than you'll see the body of anything else.
Yeah.
Like, you'll just see, because there's not a lot of meat there. And then you have the feathers left over.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, those things. There was a time-lapsed photography I saw of, I think it was a deer. It was a dead deer, and they set up a camera to watch how long it would take for that body to
get eaten.
Yeah.
And it was a matter of like days.
Yeah,
it was only a couple of days where between the flies moved in and the scavengers took it, and then it was just all gone. The entire thing was just gone.
Yeah. It doesn't take long. So it's like the giant squids. They were always saying they thought they were a big myth. They never existed. And then they caught one on video.
Yep.
Some guy was out. They were looking for something else. They had a camera in the water, and all of a sudden this 40-foot squid or whatever it was went by. They're like, holy crap.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think the guy, initially, he was in the same area. Then he had dropped his line, and we brought it up. They found the tentacle of a squid, but it was way bigger than it should have been. And that's when they were thinking maybe this thing is real. And then it was 6 months later, they got it going by the boat.
Wow. Here's my logic on that, is that there's always been these old sea tales of these giant squids and these giant creatures taking down vessels.
Yeah.
But if you think about how we've been globally getting warmer because we're coming out of the ice age, when all of those stories were taken, I mean, this was hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
So the water temperature was different, and the environment was different. So it's possible that these things used to live closer to the surface.
Yeah, now they're going deeper.
And they're going deeper. I mean, those things always existed. Mm-hmm. The stories always existed.
Yeah. There could be any of this stuff could be real. I mean, Loch Ness Monster could be...
Yeah, we've explored more in space than we have in the oceans.
Yep.
Yeah.
Except for the Titanic.
Well.
It's a love story.
Yeah.
Oh, that exhibit was pretty cool.
It was a good exhibit. We saw the exhibit when it came to town. You were there, didn't you?
It's still there.
Is it still there?
Well, I don't know if it's still there, but it was there. I mean, they have a whole section devoted to it, so it was there.
I didn't think it was permanent, though. I thought it was just supposed to be there.
Is that museum even permainant?
Except for that, the painting.
It's open sometimes, and it's closed.
It's the second floor in the back. That's always changing. That's always new art, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, the first floor with the dinosaurs and the birds the same, the and birds, everything like that. The bird exhibit is the same as I've been as a little kid.
They used to have the bee. Remember the? You don't remember that?
I remember the bees.
It was downstairs. It was
in the
basement,
where the birds were. Right?
And they had a hole coming in the side of the building.
Oh,
and they had this giant, it was like an ant farm, but it was all bees. It was all sealed, but you can see them working.
Yeah.
It was really awesome.
Yeah. I forgot about that. And now the downstairs is like a kid's workshop or something like that.
Yeah.
I used to work there.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. For a stretch.
It'd be nice if we put some money into that museum and that whole area, that whole
park.
Well,
let's wait until tomorrow if I hit the lottery.
Oh, did you buy a Powerball?
I will tomorrow.
You never win when you buy it on the day of the drawing.
Hmm. The odds of me winning are enough where I'll take the chance.
Yeah.
I heard something.
The odds aren't going to be improved that much if I bought it.
I heard something about the odds are pretty much the same if you buy one ticket versus like 250 or something like that. Like your odds are.
Well,
they don't really change.
The odds. Yeah. Well, it's just like anything else. There's so many people putting in on it. The percentage just keeps it. It's just
that
much difference. But then again, it could be the fact where if you did get that one other ticket, you could have won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You never know.
How much is it up to now?
It was 475.
Billion. No, million.
Billion.
That would have been awesome.
I would have spent every dime I have on tickets if it was a billion.
And then it'd be up to 500 billion.
Well, they did that.
So $400 million.
When was that? It was, I was still in Florida, and it got up to like, I thought it was like 320. And they just, Powerball just went, you know what, we're just going to round it off to like 350. They just changed the amount. We're just going to up that.
Where does that money come from?
People.
Yeah. When you buy a ticket.
Mm-hmm. Here's a little story about the lottery. Not that I should know this because it's very stereotypical, but there used to be this thing that they used to call running numbers that some shady people used to do, possibly in the Italian heritage. Possibly. But it happens, it's all over the world, and it's where people put in for a lottery. It's been going on forever. The only difference is the U.S. government said it's illegal for everyone else to do it except for us. So then that's where we put our money in. And then some of it goes to wherever the hell it goes. Yeah. It goes to some, like, elderly association.
Well, that's
the
state lottery.
The state lottery.
The Powerball is a multi-state lottery, so that goes to a corporation.
Oh, does it?
It goes to the company that owns the Powerball.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they may give it out to us.
Yeah. So, yeah, it basically has been around forever. It's just that some people get to do it, and some people it's illegal for
people. You
know
what some of the first lotteries were?
No.
It was not good. It wasn't something you wanted to win.
No, if death or something like that.
Yeah, if you were picked for a lottery, you were stoned to death.
Hmm.
I remember reading a book about that once. That can't be a fun
one.
Why
would you enter that lottery?
No,
you won't.
Yeah, it's not something you're
it's not like you're like, I think I'll take a chance.
I'm being stoned to death.
No. It's probably more like some rich old white guy or some old rich priest. There we go. Hang on. Yeah. So it was probably either a priest or someone who owned the land who probably got mad at you.
Mm.
You know, or maybe
they had to make an example of somebody.
Somebody. Oh,
okay.
You're not all paying your taxes. Your whatever they used to call it back then.
It was like that thing what they used to do with witches where they put you in a river and they submerge you. And if you floated to the surface, you were a witch. But if you didn't float to the surface and you died, you were innocent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but either way,
is that? Either way, you're damned.
Either, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you die,
you're innocent. You're going to heaven.
If you die,
if you float, then you get to be tied to a stake and burned to death.
Yeah. So you don't drown. So here's your choice: drown or burn.
Yeah. One of the two.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's kind of crazy that stuff went on. Actually, that stuff really went on.
Not really. It's shit goes on now.
Well, I don't know.
There's things going on that are just as bad now.
We just don't know about them.
Yeah.
The only difference is that we have a lot of things to occupy our time.
Yes.
That we don't know.
There's a lot of distractions.
Yes, a lot of distractions.
They don't want you to see.
You got to watch the Kardashians because you don't know what wacky thing's going to happen this week. Yeah.
Please.
They're famous because someone said they're famous.
They're famous because one of their daughters had a sex video and she has a big ass.
And
she's and her father is her father is somebody important.
No, he was never really important.
Or an athlete. But he was known.
I should say. Actually, wasn't was that wasn't even his daughter?
He was on a box of Wheaties.
Yeah, oh, that's not his daughter.
No,
it's his stepdaughter.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's how much I know about that.
Have you seen him? He looks like a corpse.
He actually had a misfortunate event with a plastic surgeon.
Oh.
Well, they'll teach you.
Yep. Looks even worse.
Like, and I'm kind of upset that I even know that.
I don't know why he felt the need to do
like
it.
He looks like the Crypt Keeper from Creepshow.
I miss that show.
Me too.
That was a good show.
Guys just, they age better. I don't know why he felt the need to, well, because he had the plastic surgery.
Well,
now he looks like a
melted
leather face. Yeah, like, it's awful.
Someone took a G.I. Joe and took a match to his face.
Or a magnifying glass.
Yeah. I heard somebody say he looked like the lead Nazi in the
Raiders of the Lost Ark
when they opened the Ark up.
That was Celebrity Minute at the Paranormal Podcast.
Primitive Intelligence. Primitive.
Well, we went from Bigfoot to Kardashians, so.
There's really no difference.
Yeah.
Oh, this weekend is St. Ubaldo's. So if you're out and about, stay away from Jessup.
Oh.
Unless you want to go to the...
I work in Jessup, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I went to that once. You know, they got like the parade.
They carry the
saints around.
Thing, yeah.
Everybody's like, how come you don't go to that? All my life, why don't you go to that? How come you don't go to that? You should go to that. I'm like, my family isn't from that part of Italy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm sure it's got good food and stuff, but why would I go up there? We're not from that part.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it is just weird.
Well, it's something to do.
Yeah.
So I think, I've heard that there's a lot of good food.
Yeah. Well, any of the festivals around here, there's good food.
Oh, definitely.
Whatever that is in the headphones, it sounds like Knight Rider.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
That was weird.
Yeah, so any of the festivals around here have good food. I'm waiting for the Italian festival.
August?
Is that when it is?
Yeah, end of August.
Yep.
Labor Day, right?
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, Labor Day weekend.
Did not go last year.
No.
The year before I think we got down.
Yeah, we went down for some gyros.
I haven't been to an Oktoberfest in a long time. Way too long.
Is there an Oktoberfest around here?
Anywhere. I haven't been to an Oktoberfest.
Well, you know what? Bars like advertise that, but I don't understand what that means.
Not a Oktoberfest, but like a real Oktoberfest.
Like with sauerkraut and bratwurst?
Like everything.
Potatoes.
There was one that they used to have down by Philly. I don't know if I'm sure they still have it, but I used to go with my family. We went a few times.
What makes it a fest? Like
it's festive.
It's just a place you go where there's just drinks and food
It's like the feast. Italian festival.
Yeah.
Like where it's like a whole outdoor thing and there's all kinds of... That's
all it is.
Oh, okay.
You go to the bar and like, we're having Oktoberfest. Here's a Heineken. No, you want to smash it. That's not an Oktoberfest.
Yeah, that'd be something to do.
Bratwurst.
I'm sure somewhere around here has to have one.
Mm-hmm. Or a good German restaurant.
Are there any good German restaurants around here? I don't think there are.
There used to be one over by, where was that, Hamlin? No. Out by Toby Hanna, I think. Can't remember where the hell that was. It was so long ago. There was a good one down in Florida, right in, what the hell was that little town called? Around Lake Monroe, Sanford. They had really good food, but their cabbage always got me. Always gave me heartburn. The only place that ever gave me heartburn was that place.
Oh.
It was so good, though. I couldn't help but eat it. I'd eat it, and then in the middle of the night, I'd be like, oh.
Makes me want to make pigs in the blanket again. Apparently, I didn't cook them long enough last time.
No?
No. It's the first time I ever made them. I mean, everything I saw on the internet, they're like, put it in for like an hour or so. And I think I did an hour and a half.
I think we did pretty good for the first time.
And then I was talking to my mother, and she's like, no, you have to put those in there for a couple hours. She's like, yeah. No wonder why they didn't taste the way they normally would. I think it was that cabbage, though.
I didn't like that cabbage.
No.
It wasn't cabbagey.
Well, you used a different kind of cabbage, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what
parents used.
That's what most of the recipes called for that you looked up.
I mean, my mom's Polish, and that stuff, she's always made fantastic pigs. or whatever you call them. There's some sort of whatever the word is.
Yeah, I forget what the there's an actual name for those.
I'm blanking on that.
Yeah,
it's gonna bother me.
Always called
halushka.
No, halushki is cabbage and noodles.
Okay. Yeah,
with butter.
Well, I got the cabbage part.
Yep. See now. My family, pigs in a blanket, were just hot dogs wrapped in, you know, Pillsbury Crescent rolls.
It's amazing how much you look on the internet, yeah. That's a lot of that what comes up. Like, pigs in the blanket recipe, and you see all these YouTube videos for, like, hot dogs and Pillsbury.
Yeah.
You're like, that's not, like, why would you even need a recipe for that?
Well, I mean, there's ingredients.
Some people don't.
I've made those.
Well, yeah, but they're didn't have to look up a YouTube video.
Well, no.
Yeah.
I bought some hot dogs and I opened up a can of Crescent rolls and rolled them up and threw them in the oven.
That cabbage and ham thing sounds good too. We should halushki? Do an Oktoberfest.
Halushki?
Yeah, whatever
that is. I love halushki. Love it. Jen used to make it for us when we lived with her all the time. I loved it. Mm. I'd say, I don't care. It's not October. It's April.
Who cares?
Make it's me halushki. Yeah, make me halushki. Yeah, she made the best.
Ain't no party like a Scranton party.
Because the Scranton party don't stop.
It's from The Office.
Which is coming to an end.
Yeah. I think it did. I think it's over.
No, there's no, they keep saying it's over.
There's still going on.
No, there's still the 1 hour season finale that's still coming up. I just saw a commercial for it. They were just talking about it.
I thought it was this week. I haven't seen it in a long time.
I
thought it was over
forever.
4 years ago, to be honest with you. I did. I thought it was over. And someone's like, oh, there's...
Well,
it was going to end last year again. And I'm like...
When What's-His-Name left, Stacey didn't like it. And it didn't really get... It kind of went down.
Well, I just got upset because that's where his place was. I mean, so he went off and made a bunch of mediocre movies for no good reason, but he shined on The Office. And he was too good for it after a while and left, so I got pissed off about it. You know? I mean, the funniest movie he made, the best movie he made was 40-Year-Old Virgin.
That movie was hysterical.
And that was the first movie I think he made after he left The Office.
Yeah.
No, he was still in The Office.
Or was he in The Office?
Yeah. Yeah, he just...
But then he's, like, got too big for his britches and then made about 6 semi-par movies after that were, like, all the same. And he's not even really that funny. He was only really... His humor really only applies on The Office and that kind of uncomfortable.
But it's weird, though, because the last bunch I've seen from him, I didn't like.
No, and he tries to get dramatic and...
I was trying to think of the last thing I saw him in. Was that weird movie about the... Comet or the asteroid?
The end of the world.
Yeah. With what's her name from?
He wasn't.
That wasn't
necessarily
a bad movie.
Yeah. It was a good movie, but it wasn't extraordinary.
Yeah.
You know?
Looking for a friend for the end of the world, or
something
like that.
One of those Netflix specials. Is that what we
think
watched?
It was.
Yeah. Speaking of which, what's on the agenda for tonight?
What should we watch tonight?
Well, I have Skyfall is here.
Nice.
And there is a horror one here. They got bumped up. I don't know what it is.
A horror one.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
There's this movie and another.
I wanted to watch Gangster Squad because that's out.
Yeah.
But something happened to my queue. I wasn't paying attention, I guess, and I didn't put that at the top.
Yeah. The
so I don't know.
Whatever they call that, the DVD side of Netflix.
Yes.
It just seems like an awful lot of work.
It is.
Yeah.
I've heard bad things about Gangster Squad.
It's got like almost 5 stars.
I've heard like just only negative reviews. Is that the one with Sean Penn?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's got almost 5 stars. Now, you know what I've heard?
I've heard only negative things about it, which is weird.
I've heard
about the acting and...
Well, I've not heard anything except for the trailer. Except for I've seen the stars. That's all that's nothing.
Yeah.
But The Great Gatsby that's out now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you like Leonardo.
I
don't think he's a good actor.
I don't mind him.
I mean, I don't think he's.
But I don't think he's good.
Kristen likes Leonardo.
From what I heard, is they made this brilliant period
piece. I'd
like
to Catch Me If You Can.
The brilliant period piece, the entire thing, except it has rap mixed in with it. So the music isn't period music.
Wait, what?
Rap.
What?
Yes, rap music.
In The Great Gatsby.
In The Great Gatsby.
Yes. So like, there's hip hop and rap. Well, maybe not rap. Maybe it was hip hop.
So they tried to.
So it's
modernize it.
Yes. So the imagery is supposed to be all
40s or 50s.
Yes, it's all period. piece. Like it's everything's to detail. But the music, now I don't know if it's the music over, I'm assuming it has to be the music overlaid on top of it, but I don't want to watch any period piece with any other genre mixed over it. It's like,
would you put Gone with the Wind with Nickelback doing the soundtrack.
Or it'd be like watching The Great Gatsby with spaghetti western music over the top of it. Like Clint Eastwood's going to walk in.
No, that I'd watch.
That, well, to mix it. But like, I don't want to see that. Like, I love shit like that. I love movies like that, but it has, like, why would you? So you're trying to get a whole horn blows. Actually, I wonder if they might be coming soon for the food.
That's that weird echoing. That sounded like it came from the kitchen.
I was, yes,
like,
what? It did.
Who's, were they coming to the back door today?
I don't think they'd be sitting there.
No, they delivery. Just listening for the door.
No, I've been watching the traffic. I'm gonna see if they are
pulling in. But that's I have no interest in seeing that movie now. I wanted to see it. Now I don't care.
Yeah.
But I thought it was odd. I saw the trailer on the TV.
I'm gonna have to try. I don't mean to change the subject, but I'm gonna have to try for some more bat photos tonight. There's a lot of
bugs.
A lot of bugs out there, so the bat will probably be out. We have a huge brown bat.
Yeah.
Big brown bat. He's probably 2.5 foot wingspan. That's a big bat.
Wow.
For around here.
It's a vampire bat.
No, they're actually, vampire bats are small. And they eat fruit.
I couldn't get a good look at him because when you were flashing pictures, I had my phone out, so I was trying to look on my phone.
Oh.
I couldn't get a good depth of perception on doing it that way.
He's pretty big.
He's a big guy. His body. Yeah. He's like, you can see his fur. Yeah. Just flying around.
Yeah, he's big.
Unless it's a fat female.
That could be. Huh. I don't know which are bigger in the bat.
I don't either.
I don't know if it's a female or male.
Naturally, it's the woman who's fatter. Is that it?
Depends on the species. Depends on the species.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Birds, the women, the females are usually larger but duller.
Spiders are
larger and brighter.
I don't care about bats or snakes or leeches or anything.
What's wrong with bats?
Spiders. No, I'm just saying bats don't bother me. Snakes, anything else, any other type of bug except for a spider.
I don't want to show you the picture I took at the park.
No, she'll freak out. Literally.
He's this big. He takes up the whole screen.
What?
But he's
only what park?
Big. Islesworth. He was about that big. I barely saw
him. Wouldn't even notice him. You'd step on him and keep going.
Oh. I was just looking for things like that, so I saw him. But.
I don't like them.
That reminds me, I have to get my death insect spray out and go walk around the house.
But I have a reason for not liking spiders.
Yes.
And my sister's even worse than me. Like, I mean, I will jump. I will scream, but she literally drove us into oncoming traffic. Because there was a spider on the windshield. She thought it was inside. But we were kids. We used to play kick the can in our backyard. Mm-hmm. You know, kick the can. And my uncle had this old beat-up car he's been working on since I was born. That was just in our backyard. It was just dormant. It was up. Two of the wheels were up on blocks. It was just there forever.
So it's the kind of car you'd see in the projects.
Yeah. Okay. So my sister thought, well, I'm going to find the best hiding spot, and I'm going to go under the trunk. In the back, and I'm gonna pull myself up under the car, and
she
was successful because nobody can find her.
Except for
nobody can find her, and she's laying there, and she said, "Well, everybody's calling me because everybody's calling her name." She goes, "Well, I'm gonna come out," so she said, "I'm laying there," and one spider came down, and dangled in front of her face, and she didn't care because at the time neither of us were scared of anything like that. We didn't have any phobias. And she goes, oh. You know, so then he went up, and he was gone. And she said, and I started to wiggle out. 7 more came down strategically and blocked her way out. So she had no way out but to go through them. She crawled out screaming at the top of her lungs. They were in her mouth. They were all over her face. And I ran to her, not knowing what was wrong. And as I'm trying to get them off of her, they're crawling on me now, they're on my face, like it. So I don't like spiders.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And that's my
and
story.
How old were you?
We were probably about How old are you in kindergarten?
Five.
Probably six.
Okay.
6 years old, probably.
So our food just got here. So we're going to wrap this one up.
Yeah, time to put it to bed.
Put it to bed.
Tuck it in.
Stick a fork in it.
Say goodnight. Tell it a lullaby.
Tell it a lullaby.
How do you tell
sing
it?
Sing it a lullaby.
How do you tell it a lullaby?
Sorry, sing it a lullaby.
I'm going to tell you a lullaby.
Draw it a lullaby. Well, yeah.
Sign it a lullaby.
Well, you can use it sign. I was thinking draw. I wasn't picking up on the sign language aspect. Because you did the whole sign language thing, but we're on audio, so I don't think they might not have.
Probably they probably didn't make it this far into the episode.
So.
One of these, the only person listening is Stacy. Rock, one of these times, please, when you say like on a Saturday when you go up and shower and then you draw me a bath, just for one time, can I go up and have a drawing of a bath?
I keep planning on doing that, but
because
like,
I keep saying that, is it a cloth tub? Is it a
every Saturday when I do that, you say that you're like, did you really draw it a bath or did you draw me a bath? So I've been waiting until you stop saying it.
I just want you to just have a sketch pad.
It's going
to
take like a year now.
Yeah, I keep planning. It has to be a surprise.
So I can laugh my ass off.
So this was episode
11.
11.
Yeah, wow.
11.
And we have finally have an audience mic.
Yes.
Yay.
Or a guest mic.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not here all the time, I guess. I'm not here every week.
Nope. But you always chime in when you're here, and
that's good.
It's very hard to hear you, so now you've got a microphone.
Well, not to mention that if you're not here, we have a tendency to just keep talking like we're just talking.
I know, I've been listening.
And we're just rambling on. Well, that's...
And I still have...
There's still like hours that didn't even get on.
Oh, my God.
That's not out there.
And I still have... Phenomena in my head. Da-na-na-na. Phenomena. Still in my head.
Going on what's through my head today.
I was so mad.
Phenomena. Do-do-do-do-do. Phenomena.
And that was Tuesday, I think I listened to it.
Phenomena.
On Tuesday.
That's pretty perfect.
Still in my... Well, no. I think I'm up to episode 7. Just listening.
Maybe we should watch 007 tonight.
Maybe we should.
Anyway.
That's a segue and a half right there. So, as always, you can contact us at...
podcast@primitiveintelligence.com.
That was good.
That was right on.
Right there. That was good.
Took me 11 times.
Yeah.
Actually, 12.
I was actually going to say it, and you like jumped in. I was like...
Yay.
I'm hungry.
podcast@primitiveintelligence.com.
podcast@primitiveintelligence.com. For once, I didn't just go, hooray.
Yeah. Yay.
Hello.
That's funny. Stay off your phone when you're driving, please. My God. I had my training up on the pole yesterday, and I just sat there, and I was...
Sound funny.
That just didn't sound good.
It did not sound right at all.
up on the pole.
He was on the telephone pole, because I do cable, so he's up there on the ladder.
Yeah, I got it.
And I just sat there, and I was watching cars go by, and I was just watching people on the phone texting. Oh, my God.
I don't. The texting thing bothers me, but it's the fact that you see these people in very new cars, not run down, and they're on a phone where get a Bluetooth
or the car has Bluetooth in it.
Yes, and they're just driving around with this, holding their phone right to their head, not paying attention to anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like if you can afford the car you're driving,
you can afford
a Bluetooth,
a $20 Bluetooth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that really bothers me. I mean, if you have to be on the phone. If you don't be on the phone.
Yeah, don't be on the phone.
But a Bluetooth really does help. Gives you a lot of perception back.
And it puts both hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
Yep. You just see, I'm sure there's something through the state where you get like a...
I thought it was against the law.
Don't text and drive like logo to put on a website just to drive at home how much I fucking hate that.
See if we can get a link.
Yeah, see if we can get a link for that. So, but our food is staring at us on the table.
It smells
good. I'm hungry.
Yes.
It smells good.
Yes.
The mojitos are just about gone.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to wrap it.
All right. Goodbye.
Have a good night. Thanks for... I should say good night, but I usually just don't say that.
Phenomena.